This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon, covering all kinds of things around the Umpqua Valley. A two-part program today. We're going to be rolling quickly through a lot of things. We'll be talking to State Representative Court Boyce at our second segment. But right now, we have got part of the folks involved in Spam-A-Lot here from Umpqua Community College and Professor Bart McHenry. What's going on?
Oh, we are very excited because it's one weekend only. You can come down to the college this weekend, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday at 7:30 in the evening and see the very funny, family-friendly musical Spam-A-Lot.
And what's this all based on?
It's based on King Arthur and the Knights of the Round Table, and I have King Arthur with me here right now. Gavin Pike, come on up to the microphone and say hello to the people.
You know, we interview lots of folks. King, I'm not quite sure that's ever come up.
Oh, yes, of course. I do think, in all seriousness, I am very, very happy to be here today. Thanks for having me.
Well, I don't know if I should. What do you do? Curtsy? No, that's not right. Maybe that was. I don't remember what the protocol was.
You'll just have
to
come see the show.
I guess. So, talk about, if you're a king, I guess you're kind of the star of the show.
Well, I am the lead of the show, yes, and I would like to just add a little bit more. Spam-A-Lot is the musical adaptation of Monty Python's Holy Grail.
And how many theater productions have you been in before?
Well, let's see. What time is it? I'm just kidding. No, I've been with the UCC theater program since Professor Bart actually started here. I was the 3 years ago. Yes, I was the Elvis impersonating Pharaoh in Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, and I've just been part of every production since.
And what do you like best about doing it? And what about being outdoors versus indoors?
Well, for one thing, it definitely keeps you on your toes being outside, especially with this hot weather. But I really do think it just kind of adds to the ambience, especially since a majority of this musical takes place outside. I think it makes perfect sense to have it outside.
And it's a lot of fun to sit outside on the grass. You can bring your picnic or buy food there, and there's wine, and it's just a great time.
Now, doing this outside is, you know, pretty obvious in the summer, but it does really pose some interesting elements in terms of things you can't control.
Well, you know, there's always something, but the good news is the audience is in the shade and the performers get the sun in their eyes. And here to tell you about it is Ace Hooker, who plays Patsy, and Patsy has to go around and take care, good care, of King Arthur. That's what her job is.
So tell us more about your role.
Hi, I'm Ace. I'm one of the only two named squires in the show.
The other one's here, too.
We got Concord.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk to Concord. What are you doing in the show?
Well, hello, sir. I am Concord. I am Sir Lancelot's humble little squire. I do a little clacking of coconuts, and I don't want to spoil too much yet, but there might be some arrows flinging around, a little fighting, so we'll kind of see what goes on. I don't want to spoil too much.
These two are terribly funny. When you get Ace Hooker on stage and you get John Spain on stage, comedy ensues.
And for the two of you, how many of these plays have you acted in?
This is my first. Hopefully, I'm majoring in theater, so hopefully the first of many.
For me, this is actually my first. I am majoring in nursing, but I took an acting class, and I have no idea how I got here. Don't know what's going on. But I absolutely love it.
So you took a wrong turn somewhere on the campus.
Somewhere, somehow.
So, how many people are in this?
There are 24 college kids and 19 little kids from the Montessori school on campus.
What do you have the little kids doing?
They're doing all the craziness because, I don't want to give it away, but they are, you know, scaring the knights because knights of the round table are scared easily, especially when little kids are from France.
Now, how young are these kids when you say little kids?
I guess they're grade school kids, yes.
Mm-hmm. So what kinds of things do you have them doing?
Well, they're in a few of the numbers, and they do a few numbers. And, you know, the Lady of the Lake, Guinevere, she has her Laker girls. So they're cheerleaders also. Why not? You know, let the comedy go crazy.
So it sounds like this is based on Monty Python, but maybe loosely based?
That is a good thing to remember, because everyone's having such a fun time. Monty Python does shine through in the craziness of it all, but there's just lots of fun singing and lots of comedy, and everyone's just running around having a good time.
So I wanted to speak to King Arthur again here for a moment. I mean, since he is the king, we should probably give him a little more attention here. talk about what you like best about being in this.
Oh, man. You know, for me, it would definitely have to be the sense of camaraderie that I feel with my castmates. I mean, I've been in a few productions, but I don't think anything quite as big as this. So it definitely is a little bit more daunting feeling. But when I'm with such great people, it really just helps bring it together.
How do you deal with working on this and then whatever else you have going this summer?
Oh, my goodness. Where do I even begin? Well, for me, are you looking for, like, things I do?
Well, I mean, just versus, you know, if you have a regular life, maybe you have a job, maybe you're taking summer classes. This takes a lot of time, I imagine.
Absolutely. Well, for one thing, I'm a full-time teacher. I'm the music teacher for 3 elementary schools for the Woodson-Dillard School District. So that takes up a lot of my time. I'm also co-directing the Riverbend Live Summer Kids Theater Musical with Bart as well. So in my mornings, I spend doing that. And then in the evenings, I spend doing Spamalot.
Wow. And so so much for the idea of teachers having a summer off.
No, death by theater. So we just keep going and have a great time doing it.
So what else should people know about this in terms of some of the logistics?
Well, there's food there provided by our wonderful Veterans Club on campus. So you don't have to bring food, but you can bring food if you want to. But there's going to be burgers and hot dogs and sodas and water and cookies and shaved ice. And also, it's in the shade, so you don't have to bring an umbrella. People think they're going to be in the sun, but they're going to be in the shade. And it runs about 2 hours, so it's actually cool in the evening by 9:30, so bring a jacket. So it goes from 7:30 to 9:30. And the biggest thing to remember is it's this weekend. Sometimes people say, oh, I'll wait till next weekend, but it's one weekend only, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. No matinees, 7:30 every evening. You don't want to miss it. It's going to be a fun time, and it's 7:30 every night.
What do people need to know about getting tickets?
They can buy their tickets at the door, or they can go to the college website and buy tickets in advance. Tickets are $10 for seniors, $15 for general admission, and kids of all ages and students get in free.
All right, are you guys ready for all this?
Are we ever?
Mm-hmm. They're nodding on the radio.
Yeah, they're nodding on the radio. Let me tell you, I've worked with a lot of shows, and this cast has just been so much fun. They're very excited to put on this show, and you're in for a good time if you come celebrate Spamalot with us this weekend.
All right, guys, thanks for coming in. We'll take a break, come back with our next segment in a moment. 1244 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, Lars Larson coming up at 1. Our second segment today, State Representative Port Boyce from the 1st District representing parts of Douglas County along with the South Oregon coast. Port, thanks for being on this afternoon.
Kyle, thanks for having me on. Beautiful day in Coos Grande, Douglas County.
So the legislative session has been out for a couple weeks now. As you kind of look back on it, what are some of your thoughts about how you felt like things went for at least your side of the aisle?
You know, I'm very proud of our leadership, Kyle, on both the Senate and the House side, Christine Drazen and Daniel Bonham. I mean, they just, for being in the supermajorities, fighting for rural Oregon, they just did a fabulous job. They were threatening to keep us there through the weekend on that 27th, 28th, 29th. We said, fine, we're here to work. You know, we're not going to sign new taxes. And so, you know, we've liberated our taxpayers at least to we have a special session, and we're just assessing that every day, ready to go on whatever we have to do. We had that $700 million plan that would have not raised taxes and would have brought ODOT, Oregon Department of Transportation, back to their core mission. And so, yeah, a lot going on. Great to be back in district.
Now, where do things stand in terms of a special session? We kind of hear things going back and forth. Some people expected it to happen almost immediately. Do you think it is still quite likely?
Well, the first aspect of that is it's incredibly costly to bring everybody back, open up the capital, and that's going to be a tough one because of the continuous construction. You know, they've got everything shut down right now, trying to race to the finish line to get that four-year, $600 million project done. A lot of people on our side did not support. So, you know, every day is a new adventure. We'll just keep an eye on things. If in the negotiation they won't look at our plan, which does not raise taxes and saves money, and they want to raise taxes in a variety of areas that especially rural Oregon, but the entire state cannot afford, then we're not going to go to the special session. I'm not speaking for my leadership right now, but I'm sure that's what they're going to hold a hard line on that. They want to work, they want to solve the problems, but they don't want to tax and spend some more that money we don't have, Kyle.
Along with the transportation package, what were some of the other more contentious things that you guys worked on?
You know, we got the fire maps repealed. That was huge. We're working to keep our insurance companies focused on our people that live outside of the metropolitan boundaries of our incorporated cities, et cetera. You know, it's Oregon's a special place, and that diversity is what keeps us going. But that is part of the rural Oregon that we have to fight to protect and support. You know, just there's just a lot of different things that happened. It was kind of a blur. I actually had the last bill of 1700 on the House floor that Friday night, the 27th, and we passed it. It was Brock Smith's 1047 for economic development in Curry County. So that felt pretty good, pretty humbling. And yeah, it's just some of the stuff that was passed, though, is just heartbreaking. Disrespect for our kids, disrespect for families, businesses leaving Oregon. Of course, we're those that want to leave Metro Oregon, we're trying to get to come to our Coos Creek Douglas area and set up shop. And yet, until we get the business environment that is tax friendly and burden, you know, regulatory burden free, businesses are going to keep leaving our state. And I think maybe the opposition is finally starting to understand that.
What do you see ahead in terms of the next session or even this fall in terms of things that'll be going on?
You know, I'm just going to keep reaching across the aisle. I build relationships. Our delegation in the Southwest Oregon area has been, I think, incredibly determined, dedicated. And as far as specific things go, you know, we didn't get any veterans bills passed. And that is that's a real surprise and a disappointment. I had two bills that were in the top 10 of the whole legislature that I think would just really didn't even add anything to the fiscal aspect. So there's some big ones. We're pretty confident that our veterans, $35 million to match the federal funds for the Roseburg housing facility is going to go, and we're feeling really good about that. The $100 million for dredging of the port container project, Coos Bay North Bend, that was approved. I'm sure the governor's going to sign that. She's been very supportive. So we're just kind of pins and needles till her office actually signs. And then, you know, we're always going to be looking at our economy. The Republicans are tuned into what do we have to do to keep businesses from leaving. I mean, I could give you a list, you are familiar with it, of dozens of companies and some small ones we didn't even know, or we don't have a way to track that, Kyle, unfortunately. But we're gathering all the data we possibly can on that.
And for the future, what do you think your party will be doing to try to gain additional seats next time around?
Thank you for that question. That is the secret to Oregon. The secret is not joining Greater Idaho, although sometimes that looks rational. It's not part of the Jefferson State. But we have a lot of friends in Coos Kerr and Douglas County, Josephine Jackson County, that simply are not engaged. They're frustrated, or they're just trying to take care of their families and pay their light bill and get their kids through school. But we need them to talk to their neighbors. We need them to talk to the non-affiliated voters, the independent voters, the 125,000 Republicans in Oregon that don't vote. I think we're going to have a very, very good Republican candidate for governor for 26, and it starts right there. That is how we're going to turn this state around economically, pro-family, pro-Second Amendment, just public safety. And we're on that track, and I think that's there's some tremendous combinations there that we're going to be working very, very hard on.
With most of your district encompassing the South Coast, for people, most of whom are listening inland right now, what are some of the current challenges that the coastal areas are facing that maybe are a little bit different from inland?
Well, you know, I just brought up the whole Coos Bay port container project. That's going to be incredible for Douglas County, as well as Coos, as well as Curry, the entire state. And so we're continually thinking of ways to unify our areas, the coast with the inland, with the agriculture, with the farming and the forestry. You know, I'll be coming out. You'll get one tomorrow on our fire reports. I do a one-minute audio every day, or will be doing at least twice a week for the first week or two, to see how things go. But yeah, just bringing the groups together and building our economy, overcoming the homelessness problem, and understanding how we got here so we can slow that down. You know, making Oregon more affordable. Our gas prices are still way too high. That's why we fought the ODOT Democratic package so fiercely.
What are some of the things that you are happy to have seen pass in the session?
Well, I just mentioned a couple. You know, I'm surprised that, you know, we got the Wolf compensation package done for our farmers and ranchers now. It's hard to believe, but it's fact, Kyle, that we have wolves now, reintroduced wolves, fierce predators in 18 or 36 counties. So we know they're coming this way. Sometimes I think the disregard for farmers and ranchers in our state is just incredibly, it's hard to swallow. It's just, it makes no sense. And so getting that done, I think, was a huge win. You know, we didn't get any pro-business bills done. You know, we did get some things for our hospitals, the medical aspect, and it basically our side is trying to figure ways to stop the misprioritized spending. When people understand the amount of money that's wasted in our state, and I think I told you last time I was on, I've got a heck of a list that I'm compiling through the Oregon Taxpayers Association, and maybe that will get the attention of the people that are responsible, and we can stop it.
What are some of the things you're going to be working on over the session, over the summer?
You know, I just left Southwest Oregon Community College, a little celebration in Brookings. I'll be in Roseburg on Thursday for a group picnic. Small Woodlands Association is a very, very important to my district. You know, just we got the county fairs coming up. We always want to mention that. Douglas County's in second week in August, and the Coos and Curry fairs are the 23rd through the 27th that weekend. So proud of our little fairs. We did get some fair money, and good days ahead. We just got to keep wearing down the opposition that's making our culture less business friendly and less safe.
All right, out of time for now. We'll check in again soon. State Representative Court Voice, thanks for being on.
Take care, Kyle. Thanks so much.
1259 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening. listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.